Yo, Chicago, if you ain't up on the morning riot.
God forgives, I don't.
So wait a minute, let me get this straight. Now, of all the bangers you done put out, you stamping this one as your greatest yet?
Yeah, as far as, being artistic and putting together a complete body of work. You know what I'm saying? Well, when you, from the beginning to the end, it took you on a roller coaster ride.
Okay. Now I like to compare. Anybody that knows me, I like to compare everything to sports, man. I'm a real sports head, and I know you are, too. I kind of look at you as almost like a Larry Bird. You did it on the player side as an artist, rapper, holding it down. You put together a nice team. You're showing you a great GM. So you're executive of the year.
You the Miami Heat of hip-hop.
You see what I'm saying?
You right.
And then you the MVP. Like, you've been holding it down. So that's like in three arenas you thrown your hat in. How does that make you feel? And which one is the toughest challenge? Is it running the label? Is it picking the talent? Or is it being the artist yourself?
I never really, looked at it from that angle, but it's like when it comes to music, I'm just real confident with it. You know, I love music before anything else, really. You know what I'm saying? So, and the time that I put into my music, I dedicate so much to the records to where I just get them results.
No doubt.
And that's just what I tell anybody I'm working with. You know what I'm saying? My secret to success is really just outworking everybody. I don't know how to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
We just going to be in the studio a little longer. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, Rocky, what was it like to have a cat like The Boss, who's respected in the streets, whose albums, I've never really heard a terrible song from the man. For him to come reach out for you and say, look, I respect your talent enough, I want to sign you to this winning team that's already rolling, that they had the summers on lock for the past 2-3 summers. How does that make you feel as a young, budding artist? And where do you look to go in the future with MMG?
Man, it was an honor, you know what I'm saying? I've always been a Ross fan before I started making my own music. So just for him to reach out and show respect for my music was one thing. And then for him to see me fit to be a part of the team, you know what I'm saying, that made it even better. But it also, you know what I'm saying, it gave me a lot of confidence in my own music. And two, it's just something that, you know, I really take with seriousness, with me being the Chicago representative of MMG, you know what I'm saying? I really take that with a lot of pride. And I plan on being with them for the rest of my music career. And yeah, we're going to make history, man.
All right, now, when to walk into that team, to walk into a Wale, a Meek Mill, a Gunplay, my man Staley doing his thing, what's the intimidation factor? And when you in that booth, and they going hard, what's your thought process when you like, my turn up next, my bars up next?
I'm here for a reason, you know what I'm saying? And like with that, I feel like with me being the youngest member in the team, with me, you know, just seeing life from a different perspective, it's always going to get my verses and, you know, what I talk about a different curve just because I'm living a different life. And so with that, you know what I'm saying, it's always going to be competitive. Them the big homies, so
right.
I'm always trying to outdo them on records for the fun of it. But yeah, it's just something that I really want to rep for my age bracket too, and really from where I'm from. I more so use the substance, you know what I'm saying, to be with real the people.
Ross, you reached the stratosphere of rap god, man. Rap, were you doing your thing? You performed on tracks and held your own with some of the greatest in the game. When these guys reach out to you to make a record, when a Nas say, hey, let's do an Accident Murderers, when Jay jumps on Three Kings, which is crazy right now, by the way, congratulations on
that
single.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How does that make you feel, knowing your struggle and where you came from to this point right now?
I mean, anytime you get that acknowledgement and that stamp of approval from your peers, you know, it means a lot to you. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this art. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes from people that you respect, it's most definitely super dope. And, you know, that's why I like having a team, you know what I'm saying? Having young dudes who doing their thing. Not only do I get to see, you know, dudes, you know, get to live some of their dreams, you know what I'm saying? But we also get to make music, which is what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Nonstop. I get to see his point of view, you know what I'm saying? And I think he's a great writer, you know what I'm saying? He just brings you into the screen and, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about.
Nah, man, I'm going to tell you, because my cousin, big fan of yours, he's a big guy. You're the the template for big guy swag now. Like the big homies. We got some big we got some big homies at work here. Be like, hey man, you can't tell me nothing. I'ma throw on some shades, grow my beard out, and I'm on. Now, how does that make you feel, like, far as when guys come up to the street, they be like, thank you, dog. I'm pulling more hoes than I ever had right now. I give a little whoop and get out the car with some shades on, and it's popping.
Oh, man, you already know, man. It's all love, man. You know what I mean? Just let them know you're a boss. And that's always just been my mindset, just being confident. And, you know, it's going to always be what it's going to be, but I'm a boss. Either way it goes, so let's get it.
Right, let's talk to Rick Ross, the mogul, right now. Let's get out of rap star mode. Let's talk about the mogul. You got a lot of pots on the stove right now, man. We got the Reebok thing jumping off. The whole Basquiat movie. Explain to the people, because a lot of people don't know who Basquiat is or was and how it's connected to the whole Reebok thing, that you basically done put Reebok on your shoulders and brought him back into the limelight again.
Oh, man, appreciate it. But Basquiat was a young artist. He actually was an artist that was living in New York City, that was originally from Haiti. And he just, you know, created something that was just so powerful, you know, with his painting skills. And he would walk in restaurants and, you know, sell a picture for $10 to Andy Warhol.
All right. They were all, you know, respected his work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they all respected his work. And he really went from nothing to maybe one of the biggest in the world. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my partner, Swiss Beats. He actually, you know, worked out where, you know, they got the license for it. And, you know, we got to implement some of the artwork into the clothing and the sneakers. You know what I'm saying? And once again, it's an urban artist. You know what I'm saying? It's a dude, so it's all good.
It's the streets. Once again, the definitely. Streets are talking in a different art form.
Most definitely.
You traveled around the world. I mean, recently, you know, you had some health issues. Let me ask you a question, man. We all see the limelight. We see the glamour and the glitz. Yeah. A lot of people don't see the hard work that goes behind it and the stress level. What type of effect did that have on you when you went to the hospital those couple of times? Did it say, hey, Ross, you got to slow down, man?
Most definitely. Yeah, you got
to shake you up,
like,
a little bit.
It's like, you know, me growing up my whole life, I was an athlete. So I always was in pretty good shape, even though I was a big dude. So, you know, nobody never really told me that, you know, I had a seizure, that you could really have a seizure from not getting enough rest, you know, so on and so forth. So I had a seizure when I went to the doctor. He told me it wasn't nothing that would continue to happen if I changed a few things. He said I was extremely exhausted and dehydrated. And, you know, I had to give him basically my diet for the last 3 months. And it basically boiled down, I was smoking too much, drinking too much, you know what I'm saying? On the average, I was sleeping 2 hours a night.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, and he asked me, when was the last time I slept 8 hours? I told him it was over 10 years, man.
So that just, man, that caught up with you?
Yeah, just, you got to rest, you know what I'm saying? And that's just something I wouldn't do. I lay down for an hour, jump up, pick up the cell phone.
Did you
smoke one?
Right, right.
Eat a bowl of cereal.
We about to cash him out, though, so he can get some rest. You know,
man, and let's talk about that. The unit that you have, all young, hungry guys, man. Now, I want to know, is there plans in the future to add a first lady of MMG? And if it would be a first lady of MMG, like, you know, Young Money has Nikki, you know, what would you be looking for in a female MC to be the first lady of MMG, if in fact you ever did that?
You know, I'm always looking for incredible artists to put that incredible art out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just the talent, what she bringing to the, you know, to the table. You know what I'm saying? And I most definitely will be with it if that's what, you know, it's that right feeling. You feel me?
Definitely.
Does it, if Rocky feeling it, you know what I mean?
Does it have to be?
Send me out records, man. All the team, man.
Does it have to be a combination of good looks and talent? Or let's just say, and you know, keeping it real, let's just, she came in and she said she looked like you, but with a wig on. But she was cold. She had bars. Would you just have a right for somebody?
I mean, if that was the truth, even if I did like her, when the marketing department seen her, they'll probably say, we can't do this. You know? But, you know, it's not about that, because, okay, you know, it's a lot of, you know, It's about that talent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, you know, shallow people will just go for the appearance
right.
and what they see. But at the same time, I feel if the message is that powerful, it don't matter what you look like.
So, okay, so you can be
challenged,
you handsome challenged. Or pretty challenged. But
And if your music is that powerful, it's going to work.
It worked for Craig Mack back in the day. It worked for Craig Mack back in the day. At the end of the day, man, now you're a big sports head, man. I seen you, you know, Heat bandwagon, you know, Miami back. How you feeling about the Dolphins this year?
Shout out to my partner, Chad. You know what I'm saying? It's no longer Ocho Cinco. No, it's back Chad to Johnson. Johnson. Yeah.
Well, I hope he put up some numbers like Chad
Johnson. Yeah, most definitely. Shout out to my partner. He back in. They made a few acquisitions. So, you know, I'm a ride with the Dolphins either way it go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right. Now, you've also had beef in your career. You know, I'm not going to shout away. You had beef with certain people in this industry.
Yeah.
And you still here. And a lot of the certain people said that they was going to end the movement. But MMG went from being good to untouchable.
Right.
Deep down inside, I mean, even though, you know, you take the high road and be like, we off that, we making music, we doing this, do sometimes you look in the mirror and be like, attaboy, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. But, you know, I learned at a young age from dudes that grew up on my block, it ain't who start the strongest, it's who lasts the longest. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like in life, as long as you got a dream, you still in the game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You could be mopping floors, but as long as you got a dream, you still got a shot at winning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what motivated me for over 10 years before I got on.
But when do you shut it off? So say like I do comedy, and I meet a lot of young comedians, and I see them 3, 4, 5 times, but I never see any growth. When do you tell them, and even you as an artist, maybe you see somebody that's constantly trying to get on your team, when do you tell them, like, look, this ain't for you, try something else? Or is it still cool for them to keep dreaming?
Yeah,
when do you have to become a realist about things?
You know, to each his own. But I know to me, I just felt like I wasn't going to accept no for an answer. And if that's what you feel like and you working towards that, I mean, it's who can go against you? You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Rocky.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we hard work symbols right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with me coming up in Chicago, it's a lot of people that just told me that the rap thing wasn't for me for various different reasons. But I never really let that get to me. And more so than dreaming, you know what I'm saying? I worked hard to really get good at it. You know what I'm saying? And with that came the growth. So it's like, with hard work, man, any dream is possible, straight up.
All right, Rick, let's get it to the album, man. What was your mind state and what was your vibe like? I know you said you wanted this album to be over the top and musically show your growth and development, but when you sat down and wrote a song like Three Kings, when you sat down and wrote the Pineapple Joint, which is also crazy.
Thank you.
What was your mindset, man? Like, when you sit down, is it just that you get in, you hear the track, and then you go from there, or do you have a set standard that you already want to impose on the beat, and when the beat's there, you use that standard that you've already imposed?
No, it's like a lot of times going into the studio, I may have certain things on my mind I know I want to say or get off my mind, but I always wait till I hit a beat in the production before I actually determine what I think will work best for the record. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in the studio with Dr. Dre for Three Kings was just like, you know, we going through different beats, and I'm just like, hold on, you know, just
I need
pause
that.
For a
right,
second.
Right.
And the first night we was ever in the studio, we did between 5 to 7 records. Yeah, 5 to 7 records. I just wouldn't stop. I felt like I was just waiting on that opportunity, and when it comes to a record like Dice Pineapples, a lot of times I'm thinking of her. Thinking of her. Thinking
you
of
like
her.
That, didn't you?
Thinking of you, baby. You know what I'm saying? And it's a record that I most definitely
want to
cater to them ladies about. You understand?
And then manage.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, Rocky, being a new guy on the team, when they sit down, they have their writing sessions and everybody's doing their thing. You guys seem like a close-knit unit where even if the boss, if Rick lays down something, Meek Mill can say, yo, Rick, I heard you come hard. And to me that's a good friend, not somebody that just push out and tell you that this dope just cause you who you are. Somebody that, You know, I always say it's best to hang around coattail pullers instead of coattail riders.
Definitely.
Because a coattail puller will reel you in. So, you being a new guy, how quick did you get adjusted to sitting in and maybe somebody spit something, you say, hey, why don't you try this instead of that? And how was it received?
I mean, I never really had one of them situations yet. But at the same time, it's like me and him connected, you know what I'm saying, before I did the deal. And it was just something that it's a respect level there. And with him being, you know, the big homie, I'm definitely going to always come correct if I ever do have a suggestion. And with that, I feel like, you know, it'll never be a problem.
And now, as a leader, have you ever said, hey, Wale, you know, that one shit, let's try this again. But Wale stood on like, yo, Rick, I'm telling you, this is the one. And you're like, nah, man, do it again. You know, gave him a hump and left out the room. And he did it again, and he was right. Now, as a leader in a situation like that, how do you handle that? Like, if he was right, but he changed it because you the boss at the end of the day.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about making music. When we making music, we all on the same even playing field. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody bigger than nobody.
Okay.
When it come to this art, when it come to the music, he might have an idea or a concept that may be a little better than mine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's okay, cool. Let's go with that. That do sound better. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, that's how we rock. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm only wearing the ball set when it come down to them plays getting executed, when it come to these buildings.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, when it comes to making records, it's just all about what's the dopest.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And when we do collaborate, we all know to bring your A game to the table.
Got to. What's the dopest song? You've done a lot of records, man. Mixtapes and everything else. What's one song? And it may not be one, but I'm going to really force you to put yourself in the box and give me one song that anytime it come on, you listen to that song and be like, this certified me. As I give it to anybody out here on any given day, this is my unicorn that I was chasing, and I rolled it on out the bill.
I think a record like Tears of Joy.
Wow.
Yeah, it ain't about the records that you screaming on, but I think about the records that you really deliver that message that's gonna stick there. You know what I'm saying? Some young G's ribs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I always thought. MMG, the world is odd. The verse you hit on there, like when you say, my man so-and-so would have loved this, I kind
of
got that feeling like
that was
your homie.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's your homie, like, and my homie would have felt this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
most
saying?
Definitely. And a lot of times in the studio, that's what you do think about. I do think about my homeboys that used to wear my T-shirts before we got on. That may not be here now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I try to reflect that in the records.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, also, on this new album, I know we're going to go platinum. There's no other option for you. How does it feel when you put out a single that's not received as well, but you know it's hot music, or maybe it takes time to catch legs and get the running? Because sometimes, you know, people don't get it right out the gate. It takes them a minute to catch on. Do you get offended, or is it kind of like, come on, man, y'all got to know I get down, and I'm not going to give y'all any garbage?
Nah, you don't get offended. It just lets you know you got a little more work to do.
Okay.
You got to get back in them streets and make it do what it do. And, you know, that's that was the case with, let's say, Bag of Money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At first, a lot of, you know, radio heads ain't really understand Bag of Money. But really, we spreading love. We showing love, baby. You looking like a bag of money.
Bag of money.
That's motivation. That's inspiration. You inspiring.
You gave a lot of females false hope, though, because it's some sacks of nickels. Sacks of bow dollars. Sacks of them quarters that you put on the baby navel when it's born. Everybody.
But you know, for all in all, you know what I'm saying? And now that record's top five.
Yes.
And we released that record months ago. You know what I'm saying? So it just lets you know you got to just keep hustling. You got to keep grinding, and that's what we do. Yeah.
Have you ever done a record with anybody that you was just... that kind of flat out intimidates you? I mean, I know your confidence level is high, but I remember one day I had a show with Kevin Hart. Like, right when Kevin Hart started taking, I had the host. And I was like, man, this Kevin Hart. I was like, this motherfucker just came out the floor. How can I beat that? Have you ever been in a studio with somebody and you was like, I know I'm confident, but at the end of the day, this is so-and-so.
you most definitely you remind yourself of the level, you know, if I'm in the studio with Kanye, you know, I mean, you know, but at the same time, I'm Rosé, baby. Like, I'm going to keep you 100.
That Florida competitiveness comes out.
Yeah, yeah, and that's when you just, let's do it, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what I really been doing my whole life when it came to anything, any obstacles, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just, you know, curving away from it, I'm going to... Let's go handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Rock, have you had a chance to hear the new album?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite track on the new album? I want to ask you.
Man, the intro is crazy. I like the 16 joint.
With Pretty much,
yeah, the whole album is crazy. It's definitely a classic. I encourage all of y'all to get that July 31st, next Tuesday. But, yeah, man, the whole album is dope. But that intro just off the jump, like...
Bananas.
It was crazy.
Now... Yeah. Ross, asked you about Driving 88, Young Man's mixtape right here. You know, I have it. Feel free. I got a copy I'm going to give somebody today.
Get
on
that.
Behalf of my man, Rock Fresh. What's some of your favorite music from Rock?
I'm going to say the remix I just did. You Alive,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, that go hard. That's hard.
Yeah, it was real long. It was real dope. It was real fly. Beat was real hard. Just felt like something I'd be natural spitting on it. You know what I'm saying? I just jumped on another record. So he gonna be just dropping some more cuts. He gonna be dropping cuts with the whole team. You know what I'm saying? So just look for him to turn up.
Question for both of y'all. You all can answer it any way you want to. If there was one artist that you could just sit down and do a song with, who would it be and why? It could be an R&B artist, country, western, whatever. If you could get in the studio, one person dead or alive, who would it be and why?
That's deep.
Machiavelli the Dawn.
Man. Woo. That'll be a strong record. Ross and Pop.
I'm a fan, man. Tupac, Big, you know what I'm saying?
I'll probably have to go with Jay, man. That was
Jigga
one
man?
Of my, yeah. Okay. You know, he already got that done, so I definitely got to get that under my belt, too.
That's big all right. Time.
All right, now, Source just put out top 50 MCs. I'm going to keep it real, and I know this might go viral. Source might hate me for this. I thought 1 through 4 was cool. From 6 on out, it got kind of bullshit. Now, when you say lyricist, I'm under the understanding you mean bars. Stuff where I gotta rewind and be like, what did he just say? When you see lists like that, and it says lyricist, not artist, not total package, lyricist. We talking about straight bars. And then you see the first three are Rakim, Nas, Jay-Z, and then Biggie, then Jay-Z at number 4. Then you see a pocket 5 who in my aspect wasn't as lyrical as some of the people on the list, but a better artist overall, a better brand. And then you see Eminem, but then you see yourself and you like, man, I'm a little bit too close to 50. I need to be higher because you think, you know, you're a good lyricist, or you see guys like Fabulous behind somebody like Snoop, which I love Snoop Dogg, but I don't think lyrically Snoop is better than Lupe Fiasco. Do you get a little antsy, or does that make you work hard, or do you like the Source and be like, yeah, yo, fam, what is y'all on?
Nah, I don't really trip on that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't why we, as artists, that's why I'm not here. I'm here for the streets. I'm here for the people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And as far as, you know, everybody had their own opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because there's certain records where Snoop was a little lyrical to me. Murder Was the Case. You know what I'm saying? He told a real story, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Which was, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like at different points, it's different arguments.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Rocky, when it's all said and done, when you not rapping anymore, when you're not being the MC anymore, what do you want Rocky Fresh's legacy to be in the game? And Ross, I want the same question for you after that.
I just really want to encourage, you know what I'm saying, young people to go chase their dreams. Like, that's my whole thing, you know what I'm saying? This is a super blessing for me to be able to sit in front of y'all right now. So it's like one of them things where I'm more so about the substance and just making sure that when I'm done with rap, you know what I'm saying, people can go back and play their kids, you know what I'm saying, my music.
No doubt.
It could be something that they can reference just to move forward and keep going.
You waiting for that day, Rick, when you go. Here's this Dusty by Rick Ross. It's called The Boss right here. You like old school artists, man. 16, 20 years from now, you driving in the car with your grandkids, kid riding clean, old man swag.
Yeah.
And they be like, we got this nice little Dusty jumping off. Magnificent, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Boy, remember this here? I can't do it like I used to.
I'm going to fire my pipe up, you know what I'm saying?
With that medicine?
Better believe it.
So what do you want your legacy to be?
Really, man, just, you know, being part of one of the biggest movements in the game, you know what I'm saying? I want to leave my mark on the game. It ain't no secret. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? We came to take number one. We want to put the high score up, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Flip the Pac-Man game.
Yeah.
Now, anybody, we got to get out of here, but one thing I want to say to you, bro, continue success, and, you know, your star's rising too, brother, and you being from the Shy, of course, we always behind you.
Appreciate that.
One last thing I want to talk to you guys on. Lupe Fiasco did an interview with my man Sway, and they showed him a video of him back in the day before, you know, he got on, and when they came back to him, they asked him how he felt about that video, and I know you are a big hometown guy. You move around in Miami. I see you at the Improv, Coconut Grove, when I've been down there and performed. So you move around the city. You got guys that live in the city. When violence affects your city, how does that make you feel? Even though you're a hardcore rapper, some would call it gangster rap, how does that touch you? And Lupe actually started crying. He was so choked up because he said a lot of the guys in the video are either dead or in jail, and they're ghosts. And the sad thing about it, there's some kids that are not going to make it out of there. So when you see stuff like that in your community, because Chicago right now, violence is at an all-time high, Rocky. You know that. So when you look around and you see this stuff, you know, and a guy, man in your position in power, how does that affect you at night when you sit down and you see the news and somebody gets killed in Florida, you know, in your old neighborhood or somewhere?
No, it most definitely hurts you, big homie. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why, as you know, when we come from where we come from, that's why it's so important we always reaching back to bring somebody else through the door.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I believe when you come from where we come from and get in these positions, it's our duty to go back and give to
pay
the inner cities and all the communities and spend our time doing that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got a foundation that reach out and do things of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
All through.
And, you know, I talk to, you know, the kids any chance I get. You know what I'm saying? When I'm having my events or whatever it is, I just let them know, you know, and through my music, believe it or not, my music is really about telling a story from nothing to something. You know, I just did a record called Hold Me Back, and I went and filmed the video.
It's crazy.
In New Orleans.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, you know, New Orleans may have been through a little more than, you know, the rest of us have in the last few years. And, you know, for them to still be strong, for them to still have that pride and still be repping, that's what I did. And I just got up and we just walked into the projects, you know what I'm
and
saying?
Held it down.
Yeah, and looked
shirts
out.
Off, everybody wilding out. I saw that.
Yo, weekdays starting at 5 a.m. only on GCI.